Fania.
Hello and welcome to WrestleFania, the only podcast in the entire world about the very real sport of professional wrestling. I am Brandon. My co-host Mike and I are recording separately again, which is great for me. I do my best work when I record separately from Mike because I do not have to deal with his interruptions and just overall annoyance. Unfortunately, we will be reuniting to record together at the same time, in the same room, face to face, cheek to cheek, lips to lips this Sunday for SummerSlam. We'll be doing a live WrestleFania show on YouTube. We'll be joined by a couple family members, including my brother at NHPunk on Twitter. I'm not sure he knows that yet, but he will be there. Whether he likes it or not. Which is good because he can do most of the talking for me. We have a lot of the same opinions and thoughts. And I'll be too busy eating pizza and drinking beer. So it works out perfectly for me. With that said, I want to talk about the upcoming weekend for the WWE. And when I say weekend, I mean really 5 days. Saturday, NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 2. Sunday, SummerSlam, the second biggest night of the year for the WWE. Monday, we deal with the fallout of SummerSlam for the Raw roster with Monday Night Raw. Tuesday, we deal with the fallout of SummerSlam for the SmackDown Live roster. Then Wednesday, we have NXT and the Cruiserweight Classic on the WWE Network. So 5 days in a row of new content, new, what I would say, must-see content from the WWE. So an exciting weekend for us wrestling fans. I want to talk a little bit about NXT TakeOver on Saturday and SummerSlam on Sunday. So the TakeOver card is pretty solid. We have, now, the woman division in NXT is sort of in a transitional period. We still have Bayley, and we still have Asuka, and we'll get to them later. But other than that, the established women, like Nia Jax, Alexa Bliss, Carmella, they were all called up to the main roster during the WWE draft. So they are in a rebuilding stage. The last few weeks, we've been seeing Billie Kay in action, and she is set in a match against a debuting Ember Moon. I'm really intrigued what this Ember Moon is all about. I have no doubt that she will be excellent in the ring, as the women in NXT are consistently excellent in the ring. Judging by the promo videos they've aired for her, seems like she could have sort of a supernatural thing to her character, which would be an interesting character for the woman division. There's never been anybody like that, really. That's really, truly sort of like a gimmicky character for women anyways. I'm predicting Ember Moon goes over Billie Kay. It's her first match. She has to get the win. They've been building Billie Kay up a little bit to make the win a little bit more significant. But Ember Moon wins. Then we have Noé José versus Austin Aries. Noé José, I hate so much. Nothing personal against the guy. It's a stupid character. I'm not sure if I hate him more, or if I hate CN more, or if I hate Mojo Rawley more. But Mojo Rawley, at least, is off NXT. We still have to deal with him on SmackDown Live. At least he's off NXT, not taking up a match in what is only a one-hour show. But we are still left to deal with Noé José, who I love seeing getting his ass beat by Austin Aries. I'm choosing Aries for the win. I see no reason why no way Jose would win this match over an established wrestler with a lot of potential NXT. I think as far as him being in NXT goes, they've only scratched the surface of his potential. I think he could be a future main eventer on the brand. I think he'll be a future NXT champion. I do not see No Way Jose beating him. So my pick is Austin Aries. We have an NXT Tag Team Championship match. The Revival versus Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. Love Gargano and Ciampa. I'm predicting what some might call an upset. Gargano and Ciampa will win. The Revival are two-time champions. They've already had a successful title defense against American Alpha. So even though they've not been champions for that long, they really do not need those belts. Gargano and Ciampa could use those belts to really get them over as a tag team. They have a lot of momentum going for them. They've been playing a much bigger role in NXT programming, plus their epic classic match from the Cruiserweight Classic. So I think WWE and NXT need to capitalize on that momentum and reward them with the tag team championship. Speaking of CN, who I hate, or Andrade Almas, I'm not even sure how you pronounce his name. F that guy. He's going against Bobby Roode. At least CN knows his role in the car now. He's basically a jobber. He is going to be putting over Roode. I'm sorry, CN, you already need a reboot of your character. They did you no favors by pimping you out in that Godfather hat for your ring entrance. That is god-awful. Bobby Roode's getting the win in his first NXT match. And I would not be surprised if Bobby Roode makes his presence known elsewhere. Just saying. Then we have the two big main event matches. Asuka defending the NXT Women's Championship against Bayley. This is a very difficult match for me to call. Asuka's been a dominant champion for a long time. Won the belt from Bayley, who's finally getting her shot, finally getting her rematch. Everything is leading up to Bayley winning and becoming the first ever two-time NXT Women's Champion. So I'm going to predict that Bayley does win. I am a little hesitant, however, because I feel like when she showed up at the last WWE pay-per-view as the surprise tag team partner of Sasha Banks, she received such an enormous reaction from the crowd that they will want to bring her up to the main roster sooner or later, especially now with the brand split, especially with the separate woman divisions, and especially in my opinion, SmackDown Live is the weaker division who could really use a bigger name to, one, help carry that division, and two, help build and get over the talent that is up and coming, like Eva Marie, Alexa Bliss, and her pal Carmella. But I'm going to go with Bayley wins. If she loses at NXT TakeOver this Saturday, I have no doubt in my mind she is showing up on Raw or SmackDown Monday or Tuesday night. Then we have a match. I'm really, really looking forward to this match. An NXT Championship match between Samoa Joe, the champion, and Shinsuke Nakamura, the challenger. This is, again, another difficult match to call. Samoa Joe has not been champion for that long. He could win, and Nakamura could chase the belts. This could be an easy storyline for them to continue. But Nakamura has so much momentum behind him. After his jaw-dropping performances with Sami Zayn, then Finn Balor, and Austin Aries. I mean, he has such momentum, such hype behind him that, again, much like Gargano and Ciampa, but even to a higher level, I think that the WWE and NXT might want to capitalize on this momentum and reward him with the NXT Championship. I'm predicting Nakamura. So again, I'm choosing Ember Moon, Austin Aries, Gargano and Ciampa, Bobby Roode, Bayley, and Nakamura. So I predict after this Saturday, NXT will have not one, not two, but three new champions. Then the following night on Sunday, we of course have SummerSlam. Brock Lesnar versus Randy Orton main eventing. So we have a lot of title matches. I'm predicting, though, that will be the last match, but I'll save my pick for that last because I think it'll be the last match. So let's start at the bottom of the card. We have a SmackDown match, six-woman tag team match, Carmella, Becky Lynch, and Naomi versus Natalya, Eva Marie, and Alexa Bliss. I'm predicting the heels go over. Natalya, Eva Marie, and Alexis Bliss will get the win. I'm hoping this match is good. I think it has a lot of potential. Six-man tags can sometimes be messy. Not everybody in that match is a great worker. Carmella's still pretty green. Alexa Bliss is a little green. Eva Marie is, Eva Marie. But I do think there's enough talent in that match to make it work. And if they're smart with how it's booked, I think it could be a very solid match. We have Cesaro versus Sheamus. We've seen them go at it for the last 2 weeks on Raw. And they've both been surprisingly excellent matches. I say that because, no disrespect to Sheamus, but he's not exactly known for delivering five-star matches. Cesaro is, not so much Sheamus, but they've been delivering classics. And now Mick Foley has said they're doing a best of seven series. I'm very intrigued with how this is going to play out. And I'm very intrigued with what they're going to do with both men after this best of seven series is complete. However, this is match one. Because this is a best of seven, you know, because this is professional wrestling, it is going to go all seven matches. So who wins this one? It really does not matter. Who wins the seventh match? That will matter. The story of how they get to the seven matches, that will matter. But who wins this particular match really does not matter. It's really impossible to pick. But I am going to do the impossible and pick anyways. My pick is Sheamus. I say that only because Cesaro was the last one to cost him the match. Sheamus is also the heel, so I think he needs to go over Cesaro first so Cesaro can sort of chase that victory in match seven. I think Cesaro will win the series, but I think Sheamus will win this match. We have an intercontinental title match between The Miz and Apollo Crews, or Creed, as Daniel Bryan referred to him as. I'm predicting we're going to have a new Intercontinental Champion. Apollo Crews is going over. He needs the belts. The Miz does not need the belts. The Miz is great with the belt, but The Miz is great in his role without that belt. He does not need it. Apollo Crews needs something. And that Intercontinental Championship would be a good first step and helping him get over with the crowd and establishing him as a mega player in the WWE. We have a tag team match, Enzo and Cass against Jericho and Owens. The build for this match has been unbelievable. Perhaps, arguably, has the best build of the entire card. Thanks in large part to the excellent might work by all four men, especially Enzo, Jericho, and Owens. I'm predicting Enzo and Cass win. I really do not see a reason for Jericho and Owens to go over since they're not a quote-unquote real tag team. Plus, Jericho can easily take the pin. No harm, no foul for Kevin Owens. And Enzo and Cass get a huge win. We have another tag team match. This one for the WWE Tag Team Championship. The New Day versus Gallows and Anderson. The New Day have already broken the record for longest reigning tag team champions in history. They won the belts, I believe, last year at SummerSlam, so they're coming up on one full year. Gallows and Anderson are going over. Again, the New Day do not need the belts. They're like The Miz with the Intercontinental title. The New Day do not need the belts. Gallows and Anderson could really use those belts to help establish them as a top tag team. We have a rematch for the WWE Women's Championship, Sasha Banks versus Charlotte. Dana Brooke is barred from ringside. Sasha Banks is winning and retaining the title. We have a United States title match, Rusev versus Roman Reigns. When they announced this match, I said Roman Reigns is winning at SummerSlam. He is becoming the new United States champion. But then on Raw, they had a non-title match that saw Reigns win 1, 2, 3. So I'm changing my initial pick. Rusev will win. Rusev will retain. We have John Cena versus AJ Styles. This is the match to end the rivalry. It would make sense for Cena to win based on history, but my pick is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles. Cena got the upper hand at the end of SmackDown, and it does not benefit Styles at all to see him lose this match. It will build him up huge if he wins. Owens, Kevin Owens, he might have beat John Cena in his very first match cleanly. But for AJ Styles to get a clean win over John Cena at SummerSlam, after beating him 2 months ago, even though it was by interference, that would be huge. How many people can say they've beaten John Cena not once, but twice? And I think because he won the last match by interference, having a clean win for AJ Styles will really benefit him. And I'm predicting he goes on to become the number one contender to whoever is the WWE World Heavyweight Champion at the end of SummerSlam. And I think Backlash in September, the first SmackDown exclusive pay-per-view, special, whatever the hell you want to call it, will be headlined by Styles and one of these two men. Because we have Dean Ambrose, the current WWE World Champion, defending the title against Dolph Ziggler. This is a difficult match to predict. I want to say Ambrose retains and then goes on to lose it to Styles at Backlash. So I'm going to make that pick. But by making that pick, I'm left confused as to why once again they've built up Dolph Ziggler. Why once again they are teasing a main event level Dolph Ziggler. And the build for this match has been quite good, I must say. They've done their best to get Ziggler over as a main event superstar. I'm a bit confused as to why they would have him lose after all this buildup. But I think that Ambrose wins. Even though this morning I read online the rumors are he's getting some heat from Triple H and Vince McMahon over that Stone Cold podcast. By the way, I said this on my Twitter, at WrestleBrand. That Dean Ambrose interview was very awkward, very bad. I thought he came across as a dummy, to be quite honest with you. There were a couple interesting moments. I did think he came across passionate about the business, but overall, I thought he sounded dumb. So I want Ambrose to lose, because he's a dummy, but I think he will win and retain the title. Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins to crown the first ever WWE Universal Champion. Seth Rollins is bragging about how he's been the first in everything. Well, after Sunday, Finn Balor is going to be the first WWE Universal Champion. I do not see the point in making him the demon and getting that character, getting that gimmick of the Demon King over by having him lose his first match in the demon makeup. If he just came out as plain old Finn Balor, I would pick Rollins to win, because Balor's going to get that rub being in that high-level title match in his first month in the company. But because they're adding the demon part of it to the angle, I think Finn Balor is going to win. And as I'm saying all this, I'm realizing that I am 31 years old. But, hey, what can I say? Child at heart. And then we have the main event. What I'm predicting will be the last match that I mentioned before. The Beast, Brock Lesnar, versus the Viper, Randy Orton. Another difficult match to predict, but I'm going to go with the most obvious choice, Brock Lesnar. I think Randy Orton is going to hit an RKO from out of nowhere. One, two, three, but Brock Lesnar will either kick out or put his hand or leg on the ropes and be safe. I think these two are going to put on quite a good match, but Lesnar ultimately will prevail. So those are my picks for NXT. Those are my picks for SummerSlam. I've already been talking for 20 minutes. I told Mike I could not record this week because I was away in New Orleans on vacation. I'm back home in New York now, but my wife is off from work, so we've been spending quality time together. But this afternoon, she was like, I'm going to get my hair cut. So I was like, I'm going to talk about wrestling on my phone without you knowing, because I'm 31 years old and you would hang your head in shame. All right, I'm over it. So this is Brandon. Follow me on Twitter at WrestleBrand. Follow my co-host, Mike, at WrestleWatcher. Follow the podcast at WrestleFaniaPod. Find us on iTunes. Find us on fansnotexperts.com. Peace.
Friday night, it's Friday night, and I'm outside. Why? So I don't bother my wife. Hello, everybody. It's Mike at WrestleWatcher on Twitter. And this is my half of our SummerSlam WrestleFania special, which really isn't all that special because, you know, this is WWE's second biggest weekend of the year. And we couldn't even get together to record for that. I mean, this podcast, I can't believe you guys are still out there listening to this. Gary, thank you, and all of Gary's friends and relatives, thank you. Because we didn't get together to record for WrestleMania. I think we got together, I think we've gotten together once in the last 6 months, maybe. Maybe. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we still record every month, still get something up there at the very least. Even though it's, you know, usually us talking to ourselves, we still try to keep you, the listener, as happy as a clam. So here's what's going on this weekend. It's Friday night right now, and I've decided, you know, to finally get the podcast up. Brandon sent me his stuff, so you heard that first. Saturday, tomorrow, it's my niece and nephew's birthday party. So what does that mean? That means that after that, my wife wants to go to Maine and walk the dog. And what the hell does that mean? That means that I probably will not be back in time to start TakeOver Live. But look, I'm getting a big block of time on Sunday to devote to wrestling, so I'm not complaining. So I'm going to watch NXT TakeOver. I probably won't be live tweeting it because I won't be watching it live. But I will be watching it tomorrow night, no matter what. And Sunday, the big WrestleFania. Because it's, you know, their summer version of WrestleMania, because WWE is making it a four-hour show, because it's such a special event, the boys are getting together. Just like we did for WrestleMania, WrestleBrand, NH Punk, and myself will be going over to my brother's house. And we will be watching a SummerSlam. Now, just like WrestleMania, NH Punk, Russell Brand, and myself will be live to talk about SummerSlam and probably go over some of the stuff that I'm going to be talking about tonight. And probably going to be recapping a little bit of NXT TakeOver. So I definitely have to watch it tomorrow. We will be live on YouTube. Last time we did a live show for WrestleMania, we used a Mixler. And to me, that was good and bad, because a lot harder for people to just stumble upon it. And this time we're going to try to do live with video. I mean, maybe we won't be right in the camera, but I'm going to set up my computer, set up a microphone, and try to, you know, do a live show like a bunch of losers, a bunch of cool, handsome losers. Me, Brandon, and Joey Bacon. My cousin referenced himself as saying, like bacon, he makes everything better. And it's true. So I've since deemed him a Joey Bacon. Hashtag Joey Bacon. So never mind what I'm going to be doing. What is WWE going to be doing? Well, obviously right now, the best thing that WWE has going, to me, is the CWC. It is the most fun I have every week watching wrestling. And I've still been watching Raw. I'm trying to be watching SmackDown. And I'm trying to watch NXT. Basically, I haven't watched much of them live. So Raw, I start late every week because it's still nice out. It's the end of summer. My wife wants to do things before school starts back up. So I don't complain. If I'm home by 8, great. If I'm home by 8:15, I'll catch up in time. And then I live tweet as much as I can. Tuesday night on SmackDown, you know, I still haven't watched SmackDown. I'm going to finish SmackDown. Wednesday night, I still haven't watched NXT fully yet, but I'm going to watch that, so I'm completely caught up on that. And, of course, I'm going to finish the CWC, so I'm completely caught up on everything going into tomorrow night. But the CWC is so fun. And NXT, you can see it's really starting to change. And we're going to see that big shift tomorrow with NXT Brooklyn, because really, I'm trying to think of who was on NXT Brooklyn last year compared to this year, and there are a lot of new faces, I must say. Now, there are only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 matches listed on Wikipedia. Now, they're obviously, like they did last year, they're going to do some matches beforehand, so I assume this is going to be a 2-hour show. Most of the takeovers are 2-hour shows. They'll probably have an hour of matches beforehand that they're going to turn into future NXT TV episodes. But for right now, let's go over the 6 matches that will be on NXT Saturday night. And I don't have them in any specific order. I put them in an order I thought made sense. The first one here is Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode, I know mostly from Eric the actor. Rest in peace on Howard Stern. He's taking over Andrade Cien Almas. Again, a guy who I did not know anything about, except the first time I ever saw him was in NXT LOL when Joey, Sean, and I were all at NXT LOL, saw Andrade Cien Almas. And he's actually, it was pretty good. He was impressive. But Bobby Roode is the next thing in NXT, as far as I'm concerned. And he's going to be coming after Samoa Joe or Shinsuke, depending on who has the title, in a few months. And he has the greatest theme music I've ever seen. I literally didn't know anything about Bobby Roode. When he cut that promo on NXT, that was the first real time I've ever had time to listen, sit down and listen to him talk. And I was impressed. I thought it was... Oh, no. Oh, hold on. That, ladies and gentlemen, was what you call a wife interruption. She probably noticed I wasn't inside at all and came outside to see me talking into my phone, holding cue cards, holding little index cards like a giant nerd. But Bobby Roode's music is fantastic, and that promo he cut, basically building up NXT and then tearing down the NXT universe, I thought was great. If you are online seeing the Ciampa Gargano Glorious Bombs, so much fun. It shows that these guys are having a lot of fun, and these guys are the next... These guys are the new faces of NXT, I think, which is great. You know, I fell asleep during the... I saw most of it, the Gargano-Ciampa CWC match. I got to go back and watch it because I've heard such great things. And the Ibushi-Cedric Alexander match is like one of the best things I've ever seen. Mind you, I'm getting off track. My point is Bobby Roode's going to win this match. Bobby Roode is going to come in with that amazing music, and he is going to go over Almas. Yep, Almas is going to look good, but it's not. It's Bobby Roode's time to kind of make an impression in NXT, and that's why he is going to win. And the second match is a title match. The champions, the Revival, are taking on the challengers of Gargano and Ciampa, who I believe are going to announce or have announced, depending on which episode of NXT, or maybe they announce it Sunday or Saturday night, that they're going to have a tag team name. These guys work great together. Ciampa, I, you know, is a local guy from Massachusetts. And they're going to win the NXT Tag Team Championship. They're going to take it from the Revival. That's really, I think that's a no-brainer. I think they're going to take the titles because they're going to build on the CWC. They're going to talk about the Cruiserweight Classic. And they're going to come in and do some great stuff to kind of counteract the old-fashioned, not the old-fashioned, the classic tough man style of the Revival, who I really am impressed by. I'm nothing against them. I think putting those guys together has been great. But they're going to lose. They're going to lose again. And those are the type of guys I could see in SmackDown someday. Or in Raw, I guess. I really could see them somewhere. If the Ascension can make it, the Revival can make it. But maybe this will start a new rivalry between the two of them for a little while after Gargano and Ciampa win and become the new tag team champion. One champion that I don't think is going to change hands, one championship, is the women's championship. Because Bayley's coming back to try to win her second NXT women's champion. She's really been, it's been interesting. She's really had some cool promos, kind of taking some of the nice girl status away and making her just mean and determined. Oh my God, I'm tired. But she's not going to win. Asuka's going to win again, and I think Bayley is going to be soon to be seen in Raw or SmackDown. I think this is her last hurrah. Give her one last NXT Brooklyn. Let her go out, you know, as the losing effort, but a great effort. That's what I think we're going to see, and Asuka's going to be the champion at the end of the match. Really, already halfway there. So, no way Jose over Austin Aries. I don't know if I care that much about Austin Aries. You know, the Austin Aries, what's his name? The lone wolf, Baron Corbin. They had a match at the last takeover, and it was like, it was okay. And Austin Aries went over. This time, Austin Aries is not going to go over because No Way Jose is going to be the winner. I don't really know what's going on with the storyline. I feel like I've been watching NXT, but I don't quite know the details or remember the details enough of this storyline, which is why No Way Jose is going to win, Austin Aries is going to lose. Because I don't know the aspects of the storyline, that's not really a compelling argument. But it's my choice, it's my guess, it's my pick. So we have two more matches here. Now, Billie Kay. She is someone they seem to be building as the next, you know, woman for you to be watching and following. And they brought in this new woman named Ember Moon, who I guess used to wrestle in Booker T's promotion. I haven't seen her yet. I think she premiered in this last episode of NXT, so I'm going to check her out. I haven't seen her yet, but I've already picked her to win. I think she's going to come in. They've had these promos for her. They're really trying to sell her. Put her over before she's even shown up. So she is going to win. And the last match, really the only championship I think that's changing hands tonight is the tag team championship, because I kind of think Samoa Joe's going to win over Shinsuke. I don't think Joe's going anywhere yet. I don't think he's going to Raw SmackDown. If he is, not yet. I think he gets a chance to win a championship at TakeOver. He deserves it. Shinsuke's going to have the entrance. Shinsuke's going to have a great match. People are going to love get behind him, but Shinsuke's not going to win. And then maybe they're going to have another chase for another... or they're going to do something crazy and have the championship loss at another house show like they did it a little... Oh, I'm yawning so much. This is compelling. But here's the thing. Gary, I don't know if you agree with me. Just want to make sure you're listening. Samoa Joe is going to be your NXT champion come tomorrow night. So just to go over those six matches really quick one more time. Bobby Roode's going to be the winner. Ciampa and Gargano is going to be the winner. Gargano. Asuka, No Way Jose, Ember Moon, and Samoa Joe. Those are going to be your NXT Brooklyn TakeOver yada yada winners. Can NXT TakeOver Brooklyn live up to the previous year? I don't think so, only because of some of the big matches that we felt like we had. Well, I mean, you got to see Finn Balor. You got, right? Didn't we see Finn Balor? I mean, Jesus, I'm blanking. And you got to see Enzo and Cass for the first time in front of a big crowd. You got Tyler Breeze before he kind of, you know, puttered out a little bit on the main roster. I'm not sure if they can live up to it again, but I wasn't sure how they could do last time in Brooklyn, so I'm not going to question anything that these guys do, because for all I know, there's going to be six amazing matches, and I'm going to be like, wow, they friggin' did it again. So that's NXT. That's Saturday night. Sunday. My wife wants to go to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, to this little place called Pierce Island. I'm going to take a drive there, walk our dog around there for a little while. I'm going to come home. I'm going to probably do some grocery shopping. Order a tray of Tripoli's pizza. And if you don't know what Tripoli's pizza is, people, you don't know what you're missing. And then around 5 o'clock, NH Punk and WrestleBrand will be coming over. I guess that's when the pre-show starts. So we're going to have that kind of turned down as we do SummerSlam WrestleFania Live. We'll be on at 5. But really, the big show starts at 7. Well, a big show starts at 5, really, because there are 3 pre-show matches. That's probably going to start closer to 6. Maybe, I don't know. But 7 is when the big show starts. So listen, my brother says he might not get home till 7:30. That is bullshit. If he's not home by 7, we are breaking into his house. We are putting on the Roku and watching SummerSlam. And damn it, I'm letting him know that tomorrow at his children's birthday party. Some bitch ain't going to make me miss the first half hour of SummerSlam. Not that we can't watch it here, but then I'm going to have to drive down the hill. I mean, my brother lives less than a mile away from me. But I don't want to take the 5 minutes to go from my house to his house. Anyway, where am I? Oh, yeah. There are 13 matches listed here. I mean, I'm going to be here all night. So I'm going to kind of go through these as quickly as I can. Now, the 3 pre-show matches. Really, I feel like only one of them has a storyline. And that's Cesaro versus Sheamus. Which they kind of just said, okay, here's a storyline for Cesaro. These guys are actually going to put on a good match, I think. Somehow they've got caught up in the best of 7 match, which I don't quite understand, but... Oh my God, I'm tired. But this is the first match of best of 7, so if you're going to get sick of these guys, too bad, because you're going to see this over and over for the coming weeks ahead. But for match number 1, Cesaro's going to win. I think they got to give Cesaro the big one, Shazamo, over Sheamus. It's like, I love Cesaro, and Sheamus, I just don't care about. I don't dislike him. I think I actually would like the guy. I don't know, but the character, sometimes I can not give a shit about. The second match and the third match, they didn't really have much. I mean, it's Zayn and Neville versus the Dudleys. I feel like this is like, hey, guys, here's an appearance for you. Neville, welcome back. Hope your knee holds up. Do some awesome flippy things with Sami Zayn. Sami kind of getting the short stick here, whatever the saying is. And the Dudleys, I mean, they're like a hired hand now. You know, I thought they'd come back to be something more, but they really haven't been. And that's why Sami Zayn and Neville will beat the Dudleys. That's really, I mean, what else? And the third match, let's take every tag team at SmackDown and throw them together. And I think that's because, hey, we're going to have a tag team championship in SmackDown. So I don't know if they're, I didn't see anything about speculations with this match. I don't know if they're going to announce the winner of this match is the new tag team champion. That's it. Or I don't know. But I mean, listen to this. We got the American Alpha. We got the Hype Brothers. We got the Usos. We got Breezango, the Ascension, and the Vaudevillains. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's going to be 12 men in this match. It's going to be bonkers, but at some point, I want to see Jason Jordan just suplexing people left and right, and the two of them just drop-kicking the shit out of people, because American Alpha, I think, is going to be the winner, and they should be the first champions, and let people start chasing them. Just put them to the top right away. They deserve it over every single one of these tag teams, and I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. So American Alpha is going to come out on top on that. And that's it for the pre-show. That's a long-ass pre-show. So I put this card in order to what I thought could be the order of the night. First up, we have Enzo and Cass versus Jericho and Kevin Owens. I'm excited for this match only because Jericho and Kevin Owens are hilarious together. Kevin Owens is the best. Jericho is just been terrific. And Enzo and Cass are awesome too. So you everybody benefits. It's been a lot of fun, but I think Enzo and Cass are going to win this one. Maybe at some point Jericho and Kevin Owens are going to get angry with each other and break up and fight each other. I don't know. But that whole storyline has been a lot of fun. Yeah, that's really all I got there. The second match is for the IC belt. Apollo Crews won a battle royal, I believe, or a triple threat match, which was like Sin Cara, Baron Corbin, and Apollo Crews. And now he gets to fight The Miz. You know, some of the secondary SmackDown like roster, you're like, ugh. But yeah, Miz has to win this. You can't give Apollo Crews the belt right away. Just the fact that he's in a SummerSlam belt match for the IC belt is a lift for him. But it's not his time yet. Miz retains. Miz is your champion. Now this next match that I have here is a 6-women tag team match. And I believe it's for the Who Gives a Shit belt. It's Carmella versus Becky Lynch versus Naomi, who came back, who I haven't seen the other day, but she's a good guy now, versus Natalya, Alexa Bliss, and To Be Determined. To Be Determined. Now, my first thought was Nikki Bella. But that means she'd come back as a bad guy. And then my thought was maybe Nia Jax. But these are all SmackDown people. So I feel like To Be Determined, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to say Nikki Bella, and she's going to come back as a heel. And that would be fine with me, because I'm already used to booing her. But I'm glad she was healthy and be able to come back. Up next, we have the United States Championship match. Rusev will be defending his belt over Roman Reigns. Even though he couldn't defend the honor of his beautiful wife over the bully, this mean jerk, Roman Reigns, with his cheating vest and his cheating drugs, over a national icon of Bulgaria, Rusev, and Lana, who is, well, she's Lana. And when she's in that dress and she's telling us that he's the only man who will have me, I love it. I hate it, and I love it. Rusev lost in the Battle of Honor on Monday night. He can't lose Sunday night, can he? Rusev has to win. These two, I don't think there's going to be a lot of belt movement on Sunday night. I think Miz is going to win, and I think Rusev is going to win. He has to win. But there is a belt, or shall I say more than one belt, a championship that will be changing hands. Because the New Day, without Big E, is going to lose on Sunday night to The Club, as they are your new tag team champions. For Raw, I guess. I don't know what it is anymore. I guess they're the Raw tag team champions. So, yeah. That's going to be a good match, I think. The storyline's been fun. It's been silly. And silly with New Day works for me. Oh, yeah. The women's champion, Sasha Banks, over Charlotte. Oh, I guess I gave it away in what I wrote down on my card. I think Sasha's going to retain. I don't think that Charlotte's going to win. God, I think just about everybody here is going to retain. Sasha's going to win. Here's the thing. Someone brought up a good point. Ric Flair, Dana Brooke was banned from ringside, but Ric Flair wasn't. What if Ric Flair shows up? And what if Ric Flair's there to help Sasha. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know if that's true, but that'd be kind of fun. But I think Sasha's going to win, maybe with the help of Rick cheating. That'd be interesting. But the ladies' belt, the women's belt, the women's Raw belt, I guess you have to say, is not changing hands. I mean, they make a big deal about saying this is the women's championship. But here's another women's championship, too. It's probably going to be a white belt with blue trim. Anyway. Oh, here's another SmackDown match. AJ Styles is taking on John Cena. You know, the club's there that night. Actually, so's Finn Balor. The entire club is there. Interesting. Interesting what could happen here. But I think John Cena is going to lose this one clean. AJ needs to get a clean win. We got to build him up as be one of the big faces, one of the big, not baby face, but just one of the marquee attractions of SmackDown. That's why he's going to beat John Cena. And another SmackDown win, it's going to be this Orton over Brock. They've tried to build it. It's been weird because both guys are on separate shows and Brock isn't there every week. But, you know, I think as much as they want to build up Brock as this unbeatable beast, they want to build up Randy Orton even more. And that's why I think Randy Orton is going to get an RKO out of nowhere after Brock beats the crap out of him. Randy's going to take some suplexes. It's going to happen. He's going to take an F5 maybe even. But then he's going to get an RKO out of nowhere, and that's going to be it for Brock. And you're going to see this look on Paul Heyman's face of just shock. I've gone through these pretty good. I mean, that's 11 matches right there. They only have two more. We got Dean Ambrose, the WWE Heavyweight Champion, I believe is what they're calling it, or World Heavyweight Champion, or whatever the hell he is, taking on Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler's in a WWE Championship match. You would never have seen this if there wasn't the brand split. But what does that mean? Does that mean Dolph is being elevated or the belt is being brought down? It's interesting because I don't think this match is the closing match for the night. I don't think the WWE champion is going to be closing the match. Or the WWE World Heavyweight Champion is going to be closing the match. I think he's going to win, though. It's not Dean's time. Dolph, this is a great exposure and experience for you. But it's not your time yet either. Oh, man, I just turned on Samsung Pay. And then I turned on my camera. I hope that I'm still recording. Oh, thank goodness. Yeah, Dolph, it's not your time, buddy. Dean Ambrose retains and is your WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And they really should put AJ after him. That would be fantastic. There's only one match left. And it's for the brand new WWE Universal Champion. They have to unveil the belt that night, right? They have to, because the winner has to raise something above his head and has to be presented with something, you know, unless they announce it and then reveal the belt on Raw. Oh, my goodness. I could definitely see that happen. I could definitely see, and this is your new Universal Champion, and he will be presented the belt in a ceremony from, you know, Mick Foley and Stephanie McMahon tomorrow. Night on Raw. Stay tuned for Holy Foley. Who's going to be the champion here? First of all, these guys are going to put on a tremendous match. I'm very excited to see this. I'm very excited to see this Finn's demon make his appearance. I don't know if I like calling him the Demon King, because everybody else, you know, sounds way too much like Demon Kane. Demon King, Demon King. Like, if you just said the Demon King once, or that his name is the Demon King. But they just kept saying it over and over and over. And it was like, okay, we get it. I was like, you know, what about the corporate Finn? What happens then? And that's going to be really confusing. But you know what? Rollins is back. Rollins is the man. But Finn's going to be your WWE Universal Champion. It's time to shove a rocket up his ass and shoot him to the moon, because he's going to be the champion on the bigger brand and winning it at SmackDown. I mean, at SummerSlam. Finn's going to be the champion. He's going to come out with his cool, cool dude leather jacket on Monday. But on Sunday, we're going to see the demon. I'm surprised. I'm not surprised. I didn't think they were going to show his demon entrance until SummerSlam. But I know why they did it on Raw Monday night. Because not everybody watched NXT. Not everybody has the network. They want all those other people to be like, what the hell is this? They want him to see this is what this guy's all about. And if he does this entrance on Raw, oh my God, I can't freaking stop yawning. But if he does this entrance on Raw, wait till you see what he does on SummerSlam. I think they're going to do something big with it. I hope at least. Hope it's just not the same thing. I want to see some badass paint. I want to see just a bigger, better entrance. I can't wait. And then he's going to be holding the belt Sunday night or Monday night. He's going to be your champion. And that's it, man. That's SummerSlam right there. So if you guys are still listening, bless you. Thank you. We haven't done much in a while. We're not a weekly podcast. It's tough because of schedules and life and determination and procrastination. And, you know, I mean, when your co-host is Brandon, you know, what the hell am I supposed to do? But thank you guys for listening. This is WrestleFania. Please check out Fans Not Experts on Twitter and fansnotexperts.com. Sunday around 5 o'clock, we will be going live at the YouTube channel. And did you know that our YouTube channel is not Fans Not Experts? Because I don't have enough subscribers to get that. But if you search Fans Not Experts on YouTube, you should find us. If you go to fansnotexperts.com, there's a YouTube button right there. And I'll make a little box, a link, and link that up too. Yeah, we'll be live on YouTube because I'm 40 now. What the fuck else do I have to do? Oh, well, oh yeah. Anyway, where was I? I was just about to grab some tissues and cry. That's right. Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, my wife threw me a 40th birthday party. And on the same deck that we had the birthday party, I'm holding two index cards going over wrestling pay-per-views, talking into my goddamn phone for a podcast that 40-something friggin' people listen to. It's my life. And I love it. So, for Gary, for Gary's family, for everybody else listening, thank you. You can find me on Twitter at WrestleWatcher. You know Brandon's at WrestleBrand. Everybody knows that. He says it 20 times, blah, 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 blah. Again, at fans.experts. And the podcast is at WrestleFaniaPod. But everything leads back to fansnotexperts.com. That's it. Enjoy SummerSlam. Enjoy NXT TakeOver. Hopefully you guys will see us on YouTube. If not, you'll see us on Twitter. Again, live tweeting is going to be tough because when we're with people, I talk a lot more to them. Oh, I just burped. And I live tweet a lot less. But with that, it's 10:15. I need to get this podcast up, motherfucker. So good night. God bless. Free Brady. Go Pats. Go Sox. That's it, my man. I'm done. Good night.
Fans Not Experts.